Speak of the Mass as a meal. In the way in which the word is used, commonly I say no. Of course, it's a meal. But what a difference between a meal and it, as I've told you, in the English language. When I first began to say my Mass in English, I almost choked the first time that I had to use the word cup. In each translation, the Latin does not say cup at all. The Latin for cup is poculum. It's its calyx, chalice. This is the chalice of my blood. You don't have chalices at meals. You have chalices in a sacred ceremony like the Mass. Of course, we receive our Lord, but that's no ordinary meal. Can the lack of faith of parents and godparents stop the grace of baptism from flowing to the baby? No. Is one taking the body and blood of Christ to their condemnation? If they are not sure they believe the Pope is the vicar of Christ, well, if they are really not sure, remember the words I used. 1,000 difficulties only make one doubt. When I doubt, I deliberately suspend judgment. In other words, my will tells my mind, don't buy it. It may be true, but don't buy it. If that's the state of mind in which the person is, yes, a person receiving communion in that state commits a sacrilege. Do the condemned souls momentarily enjoy the beatific vision before consignment to eternal punishment? No. Well, how do we know what God's will is in situations where doubt exists? Oh. Remember what God's will is. Remove the doubt. What's God's will in situations where doubt exists? God's will in situations where doubt exists is that we remove the doubt. That makes sense? Now, it may be that some action that I'm not sure is moral or not. I'm not sure whether I should do it or not. But then I ask myself, do I have to do it? If I'm not sure whether I should do it, then don't do it. Unless you find out that you may do it. And of course, how do you find out God's will? Pray. You ought to have to pray most of the day. You know, my friend, you ask the question. Yeah. The more problems we face, the more we've got to constantly ask God for light. What are your thoughts about Archbishop or Bishop Lefebvre's renegade priests who regularly celebrate the Trinity in Mass? Should they be supported? So, who celebrate the Trinity in Mass? Should they be supported? Bishop Lefebvre's renegade priests celebrate the Tridentine Mass. Well, the Tridentine Mass is wonderful. So, should they be supported? I'm not quite sure who is the they. Are these the priests who regularly celebrate Tridentine Mass? Is that what you get from the question?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, as you know, and this is one of the problems which the Holy Father has. He does want priests to celebrate the Tridentine Mass. He certainly wants the vernacular. But priests should obtain permission, either from the local ordinary or from the Holy See, to celebrate the Tridentine Mass. And the pressure, let me tell you, the pressure on the Holy Father It's terrific, especially from bishops who just do not want the Tridentinians. Well, how does a person, what does a person do? Help brothers and sisters and parents that reject the teaching of the Holy Father and say, I'm crazy or fanatic for believing so. Out of these people and have fear for them. And I would say, continue loving and fear for them. So, first of all, be patient. And be smart. As I think I've said before, over the years, especially until the revolution of the church, I'd ask myself, why did God ever subject me to half a lifetime of academic education? 31 years of it. Now, one reason I can see now is that these jokers, like Skillebeck or Cohn, the amateurs, Kresge and Woolworth, you know, scholars, using big words, they're using their erudition to deceive millions of people. So, one thing you should do is learn your faith so clearly, so deeply, that you'll be an academic and intellectual match for other people. Now, Lefebvre does not have a leg to stand on. He never did, even while he was still alive. And I can say this, God have mercy on his soul. The main reason for Archbishop Lefebvre, or Bishop Lefebvre's problem, was his unwillingness to obey the Pope. He was saying for years that the Novus Ordo Mass is invalid. Well, you can't say that. Otherwise, what are you saying? You're telling the Pope, I'm Pope and not you. So, humility, so that you're not afraid to stand up for your faith, prudence in knowing how you're to deal with these people, but above all, understanding, knowledge. We need to protect ourselves from unbelief and despair by not associating with people, say, in mortal sin, but to re-evangelize a Catholic parish. We will need to love and even work with people who reject the truth about contraception. How do you resolve this conflict? Very simple. I've got to resolve it constantly. Our work is dealing with people. And not just contraception. You name it. In other words, only God can read the human heart. Objectively, people, whether it's contraception or abortion or whatever it is, objectively, those people are committing mortal sins. They're doing what is gravely offensive and contrary to the will of God. Then I have to say it. But subjectively, only God reads the human heart. Only God knows how guilty they are. In today's world, let me tell you, there are many people, and I mean this, and sometimes the more educated they are, the more deceptive it can be. They're living in a dream, in a delusion. They don't realize what they're doing. Honest. How do you account for families where the children's faith is stronger than the parents, or lives when the parents' faith dies or doesn't exist? Oh, that's God's grace. God's grace, which can make up, obviously, for the lack of, say, support from the parents. Where are the tabernacles and churches being put out of sight or not in front? Feel like I'm in a Protestant church. Yeah, your feeling is right. And the reason is because there are people in the church, believe me, who are convinced that Eucharistic adoration is something which is out of order. I don't believe I've mentioned this, because it was since last week. A telephone call from a layman who is a well-known Catholic writer. And he submitted a manuscript for an imprimatur in his diocese. And in the manuscript he says, among many other things, one statement that Christ is present personally and physically in the Holy Eucharist. The man in charge of getting imprimaturs from the bishop wrote back to my friend. He said, to remove that sentence, you get your imprimatur. If you keep that sentence in, you cannot get the imprimatur. So he sent me a copy of the page proofs of the manuscript. So I put everything else aside and wrote all over the empty space and the pages why Christ is present in the Holy Eucharist, both personally, like our second person of the Holy Trinity. Tell you about being personally present and physically with the fusis of his divine and human natures. As I give my regards to the man of the diocese in charge of imprimaturs, and tell him if he wants any further help, be happy to talk to him. That's the reason. Am I clear? That's the reason. Pray, pray. So many have been deluded by the errors that are so prevalent, as we know, in the world today. Now some, I must admit, some have become so, you might say, entranced by liturgy. For them, liturgy means a lot of people, that they say that having a tabernacle, and of course then people adoring before the tabernacle, that it is in conflict with the liturgy. It isn't. In any case, pray for those who are teaching what I've just read. Is there any church canon law prohibiting parishioners from voicing personal petitions during weekday mass? What is it? Real. Any law prohibiting parishioners from voicing? Yeah, the priest says you can. You voice your petitions, you may. So, is there anyone prohibiting parishioners? No, I would say I know of no canon law that forbids. However, it should be, you know, within the structure of the Mass. Of course, the personal petitions had better be balanced. Now, there are many abuses. And as you also know, the Church provides a list of petitions that are right in the Missal of the Mass to be used. And the more freedom people have in voicing their own personal petitions, as you know, the more abuses creep in. What is the effect on the Mass when the celebrant at the second elevation says, through him, with him, and in him, in the name of Jesus Christ, the prophet? At the second elevation. Well, the question, of course, is how strong is the faith of the priest in the real presence? And as I said more than once, the faith of the priest is not necessary for a valid celebration of the Mass. Please comment on this statement by Christ. For him who can destroy both body and soul, was Christ referring to himself or to Satan? In one sense, he could be speaking both of himself and of Satan as the instigator, and Christ as God, who, of course, is the cause of everything. Pardon me, everything good in the world. I appear in a letter to an attorney by the name of Festa shortly after he had been converted from Masonry to the Catholic faith, said, "Do not blush about Christ and his doctrine. The time has come to bring the fight into the open. The doctor is very good. He'll give you the strength." This was during the time of Benedict the 15th. Well, seems to be very timely today. Well, amen. Courage. How late can you be for Sunday Mass and still fulfill your Sunday obligation? Up to the first offering. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. When the priest begins to offer the bread, that, up to that point, if they're just before then you heard Mass. What do you think of Protestant hymns published in Catholic hymn books and sung in Catholic churches during Mass? Oh, I have some very strong thoughts about them. Anything you can do to Catholicize our hymn books, God bless you. Could you pass a sheet around to those to sign who would like to buy the Concordance of the Bible by Thompson and Stock, Herder Publications? Well, it's already 5 minutes over time, so by the way, let me know either now or at least next week, and I'll see what we can do to get the Concordance republished, because it should be made available to the Catholic faithful. What are the 7 precepts of the Church? Are there new ones since Vatican II? They can be found in the Modern Catholic Dictionary. True or false? Dulce et decorum ecclesium mori. No, better. Dulce et decorum pro ecclesia mori. It is sweet and beautiful to die for the Church. Shall we pray? However, let's say the Eucharistic prayer for our national elections. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus Christ, you told us to give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. Enlighten the minds of your people during this quincentennial year of the discovery of America. May we choose a president of the United States and other government officials according to your divine will. Give our citizens the courage to choose leaders of our nation who respect the sanctity of unborn human life, the sanctity of marriage, the sanctity of marital relations, the sanctity of the family, and the sanctity of the aging. Grant us the wisdom to give you what belongs to you, our God. If we do this as a nation, we are confident you will give us an abundance of your blessings through our elected leaders. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I ask for your prayers. I'm having cataract surgery tomorrow.
What announcement, please? Wait a minute. The Father had to go to the hospital tomorrow for a cataract.
Thank you, Father. Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendet super vos, et mani aut semper. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
I won't have to worry about you.